Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
And today we're bringing you a newbie lesson where we're going to talk about movie genre.
Yes, documentaries.
All right, we're going to talk about a documentary and we're going to recommend one as well. So before we jump into that, Liliana, what is our keyword today?
Paisaje.
Paisaje.
Yes.
So that kind of looks like country, but we're talking about scenery.
Exactly.
Paisaje. So it's like the scenery or the... Yeah, the scenery of a place.
Yes, when you want to say that there's beautiful scenery, you say el paisaje.
Very nice. Okay, so let's listen to our dialogue.
Dialogue, first time.
Tengo ganas de ver un buen documental.
Te puedo recomendar uno.
¿Cuál?
Baraka. Es un excelente documental de fotografías.
¿Fotografías de qué?
De paisajes del mundo.
Second time.
Tengo ganas de ver un buen documental.
Te puedo recomendar uno.
¿Cuál?
Baraka. Es un excelente documental de fotografías.
¿Fotografías de qué?
De paisajes del mundo.
Third time.
Tengo ganas de ver un buen documental.
Te puedo recomendar uno.
¿Cuál?
Baraka. Es un excelente documental de fotografías.
¿Fotografías de qué?
De paisajes del mundo.
All right, we're back. So now I'm going to guide you through a translation of the whole thing. So let's start.
Tengo ganas de ver un buen documental.
I feel like watching a good documentary.
Tengo ganas de ver un buen documental.
I feel like watching a good documentary.
Tengo ganas de ver un buen documental. Te puedo recomendar uno.
I can recommend one.
Te puedo recomendar uno.
I can recommend one.
Te puedo recomendar uno. ¿Cuál?
Which one?
¿Cuál?
Which one?
¿Cuál? Baraka. Es un excelente documental de fotografías.
Baraka. It's an excellent documentary of photography.
Baraka. Es un excelente documental de fotografías.
Baraka, it's an excellent documentary of photography.
Baraka, es un excelente documental de fotografías. ¿Fotografías de qué?
Photographs of what?
¿Fotografías de qué?
Photographs of what?
¿Fotografías de qué? De paisajes del mundo.
Of scenery of the world.
De paisajes del mundo.
Of scenery all around the world.
De paisajes del mundo.
All right, great. So we're recommending a good documentary here. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, but let's go back to the first sentence where we're saying, you know what? I feel like watching a good documentary.
Yes, when you say tengo ganas, it means that you feel like doing something. Tengo is the verb tener. To have. Ganas is a noun and it means to have the feeling or the need to do something.
All right, so this is what we're saying with tengo ganas. It means I feel the urge or I feel the need to do something. And in this case, to watch a good documentary. So this is why we have the verb ver in the infinitive form. And of course, documentary in Spanish we say
documental.
Documental, un documental.
Yes, masculine, un documental.
Okay, and we're saying, okay, I can recommend one.
Te puedo recomendar uno.
So here, why do we start with te?
Here, te, it means to you. I can recommend to you a good one. So that's why we use te puedo. Puedo, it means I can recomendar. This is the infinitive verb. And it's recommend, to recommend.
Okay. Now, you may have seen a similar sentence or a similar structure where you actually say, puedo recomendarte uno. Both are correct.
Yes. You can say, puedo recomendarte uno and put that te at the end of recomendar.
Together though, right?
Yes, together, together, yes. Or you can put it in front and say, te puedo recomendar uno.
All right, good. And we're saying, okay, which one?
¿Cuál?
¿Cuál? Easy, right? Which one or what? And we say Baraka. It's an excellent documentary of photography.
Baraka es un excelente documental de fotografías.
Okay, so again, here we're describing the documentary. We say it's excellent. And of what? Of photography.
Yes, it's saying what kind of documentary it is. So that's why we say de fotografías. Okay, you can also say es un excelente documental de fotografía. You can use both, okay?
Right. Now here we want to clarify a little bit more. We say, well, photographies of what?
Fotografías de qué? And here you can see qué has an accent because it's asking a question. De qué? What kind?
What kind of photographies? That's right. And of course, since we are explaining or answering this question, we start again with de paisajes del mundo. It's kind of like saying why? Because. The same thing here. We're asking of what? Of scenery of the world. Mm-hmm. And there's our keyword, paisajes. All right, so a pretty straightforward and easy dialogue. Why don't we listen to it again? And we'll be right back.
Dialogue, first time.
Tengo ganas de ver un buen documental.
Te puedo recomendar uno.
¿Cuál?
Baraka. Es un excelente documental de fotografías.
¿Fotografías de qué?
De paisajes del mundo.
Second time.
Tengo ganas de ver un buen documental.
Te puedo recomendar uno.
¿Cuál?
Baraka. Es un excelente documental de fotografías.
¿Fotografías de qué?
De paisajes del mundo.
Third time.
Tengo ganas de ver un buen documental.
Te puedo recomendar uno.
¿Cuál?
Baraka. Es un excelente documental de fotografías.
¿Fotografías de qué?
De paisajes del mundo. Okay, so speaking of, first about genres, we can always use that structure when we're explaining what the movie is about, right? Es una película de ba 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 ba, right? Mm-hmm. This is how you would use the structure.
Yes, and remember also the structure of tengo ganas. You can mix it up with everything. You can say tengo ganas de comer.
I feel like eating.
Tengo ganas de dormir.
I feel like sleeping.
Tengo ganas de darte un beso.
I feel like kissing you. Etc. Mm-hmm. So this is basically tengo ganas. Now, speaking of documentaries, this is a very good documentary. Have you seen it already?
No, because you haven't given it to me.
I haven't lent it to you. It's in Blu-ray. You can't watch it in your DVD player.
What?
Yes.
Okay, so I can also borrow
your... You want to borrow my Blu-ray player?
Yes.
All right. So actually, if you have seen this movie or if you've heard about it, it's very, very interesting. It's not really photography per se. It's kind of filming around the world different events and different people. It kind of portrays different societies, but it's beautifully made. And especially if you are able to watch it in Blu-ray on a high definition TV, it's amazing because the movie is filmed in some special type of film. It's like twice as wide or something like this, so you can fit more data in it.
Wow.
It's very, very interesting the way it was made. It was actually filmed in over 10 or 12 different countries. So it's really cool. But what other documentary have you seen lately?
Well, lately, I cannot recall which one I have seen. Oh, well, I saw Food Inc., which I loved.
Oh, Food Inc.
Watch it, please. This is gonna... It's amazing. Food Inc. And then
it's gonna turn you vegetarian.
Yeah, almost. And then I watch Mondo Vino.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. It's about wines.
Yes, it's about wine. It's really good. And I heard that Man on a Wire is really good. I haven't seen it.
I've heard about it, but haven't gotten around to it. It's about a guy who crosses two buildings on a wire, right?
Yes.
Doesn't really seem that appealing, but apparently it is.
It is.
There's something around it. Mm-hmm. I love documentaries. I think this is probably one of my favorite genres. Especially, I don't know if you've seen the Planet Earth series
of
BBC.
Of course, one
I think
of my
this was
favorite.
Like better than a movie. There was like suspense. There was like a nice, charming moment.
That's amazing. Yeah,
love it. Right. So, very interesting topic today. We are really, really hoping that you guys will come to the website SpanishPod.com with any of your questions and also with your comments. Have you seen any good documentaries lately? Maybe you want to share with us, or maybe you've seen the one that we talked about today.
See you next time.
All right, guys. Bye.